Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I'm going to read Genesis 3, verse 15, and then we will break it into three parts so we can more easily digest what God is saying to us in what is one very important verse in the entire Bible. I hope you are ready and eager to join me at this time in Genesis 3, 15, which reads, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." Part 1 we have already discussed, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman." Part 2 is, "And between your seed and her seed." And the third part is, "He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." If you're looking at the verse now, or when you do later, you will see this. Beginning now, I want to take up this second part and identify who are your seed and who are her seed. In his judgment against Satan, what does God mean by your seed and her seed? I will tell you, then show you where I get my answer from the whole counsel of God. But just briefly, at first, you need to know that seed here is not referring to seed like we plant in the ground. Seed rather refers to children, offspring, or if you will, the descendants. So we will learn about your children and her children. And the your seed are the children of Satan, and the her seed are the children of God. The your seed are the children of Satan, and the her seed are the children of God. To make sure this is obvious, let me read all of parts 1 and 2 of verse 15 again. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." We are already agreed that God puts enmity between you, meaning Satan, and the woman, meaning Eve. So that your seed is Satan's seed, his children, his offspring, and his descendants. And her seed, her meaning Eve, is the seed of Eve, her children, her offspring, and her descendants. But this prompts a good question. Who are the seed of Satan and the seed of Eve? Can you be clear, Swallow, about who these people actually are? Well, thank you for asking. Indeed, I will be clear. As you know, I highly favor clarity. Clarity is a good friend of mine. Simply put, the seed of Satan are all people who side with the devil against God. This speaks of the unredeemed. This seed is every unbeliever who rejects Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as we talked about yesterday. Jesus is very specific about this when he speaks firmly to the Jews who were hostile towards him. These are the words of Christ in John chapter 8 and verse 44. "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. For he is a liar and the father of lies." There is the powerful word of the Lord. Those who reject Christ are children of their father, the devil, who is Satan. And the children, or the seed, the offspring of the devil, want to do the desires of their father. Notice, for example, they lie like their father lies. Well, here Christ sheds a bright light on our text, Genesis 3:15, part 2, between your seed and her seed. Your seed are the children of Satan, and having established that, let's look now to the contrast. Who are the seed of the woman? Who are Eve's seed? We now know Satan's seed are the children of the devil. Well, Eve's seed begins with Jesus Christ. Jesus, as I hope you know, was born to a woman, Mary. And Jesus has countless numbers of people who believe in him, who are his disciples, and we are the children of God. God has adopted us. He has made us his own. In part 3 of this verse, which we will turn to this week, we will see Jesus more clearly. But for now, it is valuable to note that the seed of the woman speaks first of Jesus and second of Jesus' followers, the children of God. So that the enmity is between the children of Satan and the children of God. What we have here is God saying there is going to be a continual, constant battle, a long-standing conflict between the children of the devil and the children of God. It is wartime, and that war began in the garden in Eden when Adam and Eve fell into sin. And of course, this war continues right up until this present moment. Satan's children fight against God's children. The devil's seed is in conflict with God's seed. This is amplified in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 10. 1 John 3:10 says, "By this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother." Notice the juxtaposition. Highlight the contrast between the children of God and the children of the devil. John states that anyone who does not practice righteousness is a child of the devil, and anyone who does not love his brother is a child of the devil. Those words may seem harsh to you, but being a child of the devil is a very practical matter. It deals with how a person lives. What is their attitude towards God? What is their attitude towards others? By implication, the opposite is true. Children of God practice righteousness, and children of God love their brothers and sisters. Are you a child of Satan or a child of God? Do you practice righteousness or unrighteousness? Do you love others or do you hate others? This is all very straightforward, and these questions are not hard to answer if we will be honest with ourselves. If you listen as one who is a child of God, and by that I mean a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, then I think you already know that we are in conflict with the children of the devil. I want to talk about this for a few moments. And I have in mind a verse that means a lot to many of us. It is found in the Apostle Paul's second letter to Timothy. Young Timothy is a man that Paul has mentored. He considers Timothy his son in the faith. Every young Christian needs an older, mature Christian to be mentored by, and Timothy has Paul. Here, the mentor writes to the mentee and says this, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus." That's 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. As the context of the letter makes clear, they were facing persecution. The children of the devil were giving Paul and Timothy a very hard time. The children of God, Paul and Timothy, were facing stiff opposition and hatred coming from the children of Satan. So Paul uses the analogy of war and speaks of them as soldiers. Those who enter this battle are soldiers. And the apostle says, "Suffer hardship," meaning endure amidst the crowd who wars against you. Do not give up and do not give in. Remain faithful. Soldier on. And do not miss who we are good soldiers of. Yes, Jesus Christ. Friends, as the world wars against the followers of Jesus, let us suffer our own hardships well with one another and do so as good soldiers of our Lord. By now, surely even the most undiscerning among us sees the direction in which the world is going. Persecution is among us and is increasing. Much of it is now coming from the government, marshaled down through new laws and new orders. We cannot afford to think that by persecuted church or persecuted Christians, we only mean our brothers and sisters living on some distant continent. Not anymore. Christians need to be prepared to suffer hardship. In verse 9 of this same chapter, Paul says that, quote, I suffer hardship even to imprisonment as a criminal. Paul was preaching the good news of the gospel, and as a result, the children of the devil treated him as a criminal. The criminalization of preaching was true in the first century and is true, will be true in this 21st century. Are we preparing for this? Will the day come when a ministry like God Is will be taken off the radio by those who oppose our message? Sure it will. Might the day come when there is no more Christian radio? I personally believe so. Yes. Might the day come when the internet is scrubbed of solid and biblical Christian content? Why not? As Genesis 3 teaches, right from the beginning, there is enmity between Satan and us, and there is enmity between the children of Satan and the children of God. And we experience this ongoing conflict. The battle rages and often increases. So I want to encourage you at this hour with the words of Paul. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Genesis 3:15, parts 1 and 2 says, And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Today in part 2, we learned that your seed are the children of Satan, and her seed are the children of God. Beginning with Jesus, born of a woman, and then those of us who believe in Jesus, we are the children of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. The other scriptures we looked at are John 8:44, 1 John 3:10, and 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 9. There will be more Bible and a new level and layer of learning tomorrow in Genesis 3, when you join us as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.